3 years ago, Shrek came out of nowhere to become the third biggest box office hit of 2001. That's no small feat in a year that included the first episodes of Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings. Now the animated hit has become a Hollywood franchise, too, with Shrek 2 arriving in theaters today. Our reviewer Bob Mondello says people who fell in love with Shrek 1 may be disappointed in the sequel.
Everybody's favorite grouchy green ogre, Shrek, and his princess bride Fiona, and even Shrek's annoying pal Donkey, had already arrived at Happily Ever After at the end of the first movie, so to get a new plot in motion, there was going to have to be trouble in paradise. It comes in the form of an invitation from the in-laws. Fiona's folks, the human king and queen of Far, Far Away, invite the newlyweds to come for a visit. Daddy seems to have all sorts of prejudices about ogres, so their guess-who's-coming-to-dinner moment is a little awkward.
So, I suppose any grandchildren I could expect from you would be...
Ogres! Yes.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Right, Harold?
Oh, no! No, of course not. That is, assuming you don't eat your own young...
Dad!
Oh, no, we usually prefer the ones who've been locked away in a tower.
Shrek, please.
I only did that because I love her.
Oh, hi. Daycare or Dragon Guarded Castle?
You wouldn't understand. You're not her father.
It's so nice to have the family together for dinner.
Social awkwardness is only the first problem the newlyweds face in Far, Far Away, a land that looks like Hollywood, and naturally has Hollywood's obsession with looks. The king turns out to want a more conventional Prince Charming as a son-in-law, a fop who tosses his hair as if he's living in a shampoo commercial, and to clear the way, a fairy tale hero is hired, a swashbuckling cat voiced by Antonio Banderas, who waylays Shrek on a deserted road.
Pray for mercy from... Puss! In woods.
Ooh, I'll kill that cat!
But before Shrek gets a chance, Puss suffers a sort of self-inflicted incapacity.
Elbow.
Oh, that is nasty!
Donkey, voiced by Eddie Murphy, soon has a rivalry going with Puss, who's one of the better new characters. Another is voiced by Jennifer Saunders, who makes, appropriately enough, an absolutely fabulous fairy godmother. Mike Myers and Cameron Diaz are no slouches either, but what comes after Happily Ever After for their characters isn't all that compelling or even coherent. Credit the animators with making everything look more real than it really has to, and with coming up with lots of visual punchlines. Lord of the Wedding Rings, and a big bash that looks like the Oscars, complete with Joan Rivers gushing, and gowns from Grimm Brothers versions of Rodeo Drive shops. It's all bigger and broader, and as generally happens with sequels, less surprising. I remember when Shrek came out, I spent weeks almost begging every adult I knew to go see it, with kids or without. It was an uphill battle at first, but eventually every adult I knew who had seen Shrek was saying the same thing. Shrek 2? Is fun for a cartoon, but I, for one, am not going to be doing much special pleading. I'm Bob Mondello.